triglycerides, fat in the blood. Some studies show that a low-salt diet will reduce blood pressure slightly. However, this effect is minimal and is counteracted by compensatory mechanisms that release too high amounts of hormones and chemical mediators into the bloodstream that try to counterbalance the low-salt diet. The released chemical mediators include insulin, epinephrine, norepinephrine, renin, and aldosterone. In excess, these are damaging to the vascular system. A deficiency in sodium causes other minerals to become bio-unavailable, so your body cannot absorb them. You can purchase high mineral sea salt from www.trimhealthymama.com or find another mineral-rich natural salt, such as Celtic or Himalayan salt, that you like in your local shopping area. Sunflower lecithin. What is lecithin? A weird man-made substance? Nope. It is a group of phospholipids found in certain foods and in your body. Your brain is approximately 30% lecithin. When you supplement with lecithin, you nourish your brain. This God-designed substance improves memory, helps combat learning disabilities, and promotes longer attention spans. It has been shown in many studies to relieve age-associated memory impairment, dementia, and early symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. Research also shows promising results with lecithin supplementation being able to prevent further deterioration of mental function in Alzheimer's patients. Within your body, lecithin is richly concentrated in the myelin sheaths that form a protective coating around your nerves. Eating a diet high in lecithin-rich foods, such as runny egg yolks, cooking too opaque destroys much of the lecithin, and supplementing with lecithin are wonderful nerve calmatives and healers. The two main forms of lecithin available today are from sunflowers, obtained from the seeds, or from soy. We encourage a sunflower-based supplement for more frequent use over soy. We prefer to use a dry lecithin powder over a liquid in our recipes. You can find it at our website or elsewhere online or in some health food stores. It is an incredible emulsifier of foods, which helps make our smoothies, mousses, chocolates, sauces, and drinks so much more wonderfully creamy and delightful. It helps our healing Trimmy coffees stay creamy and white, hot drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook, and our thin, thick shakes be the creamiest fuel pull drinks you could dream of. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. It sure is not a mandatory ingredient on plan, but it is a delightful one that we have fallen in love with. What's in lecithin that makes it so effective to boost health? Lecithin is rich in choline, which is needed throughout the entire body as an integral ingredient in the phospholipid portion of each and every cell membrane. Phosphatidylcholine is a component of lecithin that is an integral neurotransmitter and fortifies your brain and nerve cells. Phosphatidylcholine is also a potent antioxidant that paralyzes the movement of free radicals throughout our bodies. This makes lecithin a powerful anti-aging supplement as it fights against oxidative damage to cells, which causes premature and natural aging as well as cancer. Acetylcholine deficiencies are a cause of insomnia, so dosing up on sunflower lecithin may help your sheep count go down and your numbers of deep slumbering hours go up. This is due to the choline in lecithin being a direct precursor to acetylcholine. Lecithin is also a natural fat emulsifier and can help reverse as well as prevent non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is associated with insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and liver cancer. It also helps to break down harmful types of cholesterol. This emulsifying power makes it a friend of nursing women who are prone to breast infections. Lecithin has a unique ability to be able to decrease the stickiness of breast milk so it is less likely to clog and to help heal already clogged breast ducts. It is also known as a general breast health promoter and breast cancer fighter. Do you have creaky joints? Lecithin is an important part of the production of synovial fluid, which is like WD-40 to our joints. It stops the creaks and the squeaks of joint rustiness. It is also considered to be beneficial in decreasing pain and increasing mobility for those suffering with rheumatoid arthritis. Part 3. Menus, eating tips, and what to expect. Get ready to find your groove. Each of us brings a unique metabolism, set of tastes, different resources, budget, and existing mindset about food to the table. All of these factors will dramatically affect your eating choices and give you a unique experience with the Trim Healthy Mama plan and a totally different THM style to the next woman. And let's not forget, we have men doing the plan too. We want to give you an idea of what you can expect as you start out and help you troubleshoot and avoid the pitfalls no matter what type you are. Trim Healthy Mama breaks the diet mold in that it does not give you set menus, set portion sizes, set grocery lists, and the same set foods to eat over and over again. Don't let this throw you. There's a reason all these set diet standards are not included in the book. Even portion sizes will vary according to the dietary needs of individual women. Mamas who are nursing and pregnant will need more food than postmenopausal women, whose caloric needs drop during that season of life. It doesn't make sense to tell women in vastly different stages of life with greatly varying metabolisms to all eat only half-cup portions. It also doesn't make sense to tell husbands to eat only tiny helpings. There wouldn't be so many trim healthy husbands everywhere if their portion sizes were restricted to typical diet size amounts. While at first it might seem easier to mindlessly follow a menu than it is to learn and practice new principles, the goal here is to retrain your brain to think of foods in a whole new way. We think preset menus are frankly rather boring, but yeah, we get that you want to have a visual idea of what to eat as you get started. We've provided sample menus here for different types of people on plan. We want to be very clear that they are only ideas, examples. If you don't like some of the meals we mention, by all means create your own meals and ditch ours. We'd actually prefer if you came up with your own. Our ultimate desire for you is not to do our plan, but to do yours. A preset stringent menu can never do what truly learning and living the plan can do. Following someone else's idea of what you should eat every day of the week makes it far more likely that you'll get bored or be dissatisfied at the end of a couple of months and walk away from THM as just another diet. With all that said, we understand everyone is different, and some of us need more structure than others. The menus included in the next few chapters can give you a good visual on what eating on plan might look like for you. They include some recipes from the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. We want you to have success on plan, and we've made sure these recipes are going to help you achieve that. But if your budget does not allow you to purchase that book right now, there are many enthusiastic Trim Healthy Mama bloggers who frequently post up their free menus, including lots of yummy recipes to inspire others. And don't forget about Pinterest THM menus and recipes. Although we can't vouch for the accuracy of all the THM recipes posted on people's Pinterest pages. The following blogs are written by seasoned Trim Healthy Mamas who know their way around the plan. They have many example menus you may find helpful. www.sherrygraham.com www.workingathomeschool.com www.darcysdishes.blogspot.com. If you want more menu ideas, check out www.trimhealthymama.com. New idea menus are loaded up monthly in our menu section. But we hope you'll get to the point where you are not following someone else's menu, but coming up with your own. To help you customize your own menus, we had some very techie people design a unique menu builder for our website. You can use it to pull recipes from the organized archives of Trim Healthy Mama recipes there, or input your own. This is a great tool to help you organize menus that actually appeal to you and your own set of unique challenges and preferences. It will also generate a grocery shopping list for you. As sisters, we certainly would not want to write each other's weekly menu. We might enjoy different foods and have different approaches. Dictating preset weekly menus to people is not our idea of food freedom, and we are not in partnership with any online menu sites who charge for using any part of our Trim Healthy brand. It's also important to mention that not all of us are planners. While it is a good idea to have some meal ideas in mind when grocery shopping, you sure don't have to have a weekly menu all printed out to have success on plan. Don't think of yourself as an outcast if you are not the meal planning type and get no pleasure from seeing a crisp weekly menu coming out of your printer. Neither of us bothers with set, strict menus for each week. We enjoy winging it. We keep certain meal ideas in mind and then fly by the seat of our pants for the rest of our week, which always brings us unforeseen twists and turns. You don't have to turn into Mrs. Uber Organized to be a Trim Healthy Mama, but a little planning, especially in the beginning of your journey, can help you achieve your goals. Note: you will notice there is usually only one e-meal per day in the following sample menus. We hope you enjoy plenty of e-snacks, too. Don't forget your fruit for snacks, with protein preferably. Wasa or Ryvita crackers also make great snacks with 1% cottage cheese or Laughing Cow creamy light Swiss cheese wedges and tomato. We have dairy-free recipes for these sorts of cheeses in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. If you don't want to eat protein with your fruit, a drink containing some gelatin or collagen will give ample protein for your e-snack. We listed some snack and dessert ideas at the bottom of each menu, but they are just a start. There are vast amounts of snacks and desserts to be enjoyed as a Trim Healthy Mama. Jump first to the Heads Up chapter you relate to most if you want, but going through them all at some stage will help you on your journey. You can learn something from each chapter. Chapter 19. Heads Up, Drive-Through Sue's. If you relate to Drive-Through Sue, who is described in Chapter 1, you're probably coming from a diet of sodas and refined starches, and perhaps your cooking has primarily involved boxed mac and cheese and putting frozen pizzas and lasagnas in the oven. When and if you cook, it is not so much for the love of it. Just get her done and eat. Don't worry. We're not going to chain you to the stove. Yes, you will find yourself in the kitchen a bit more, but you sure don't have to attempt complicated meals. Easy, slow-cooker recipes for dinner and quick, less-than-5-minute, recipes for breakfast and lunch will not be a huge burden on your time and kitchen skill levels. The muffin in a mug, M.I.M., recipes can become your BFF for busy mornings or a speedy afternoon snack. Check out a free frosted version of that muffin on our website, or peruse the many Trim Healthy Mama MIMs on Pinterest that lots of creative women in the community have come up with. Maybe you will nuke your muffin in the microwave instead of baking it in the oven. Hey, you are making huge strides coming off processed, blood sugar spiking, and devitalized foods, so hooray for you. This is only going to get easier, not harder, as you slowly find your THM feet. Do what works for you. If you want to use some shortcut or Frankenfood items, or what we refer to as personal choice items, in our food lists to help you stay on plan, no problem. Wrap some rotisserie chicken in a low-carb tortilla with a little mayo, hot sauce, cheese, and lettuce for an S meal. Rotisserie chicken can be a drive-through Sue's lifesaver. If it is not tasty enough for you, pull off some chicken pieces, add your favorite seasoning, Creole is great, and sauté those chicken pieces in a skillet with just a couple teaspoons of butter. Enjoy with a salad. This takes rotisserie chicken from boring to blazin'. You can make turkey and cheese sandwiches on a Joseph's pita, and you can even use Dreamfields pasta once a week or every couple of weeks if that helps you not feel so deprived. Each person needs to assess her or his own blood sugar reaction to this product. What could be easier than browning some meat, adding it to a jar of sugar-free pasta sauce, and then pouring it over plan-friendly pasta? You've got this. Purchase pre-cooked steak and chicken strips. You can roll them in a low-carb wrap, throw them on a bed of pre-cut and pre-washed leafy greens from a bag, or toss them with not-naughty noodles, veggies, sesame oil, and soy sauce in the frying pan. Yum. This way of eating needn't be complicated. While the shortcut bread items can help your entrance into the plan be smoother, we need to add a caution that we don't want you to overdo them. Center your meals around simple, whole foods as often as you can, and try not to rely on store-bought, low-carb bread options for every single meal every day of the week. We know you are eating far better now than you were before, so no beating up on yourself for baby step choices. And don't let anyone else beat up on you either. Initial swift weight loss. If you're giving up sodas and fries, you may find that you drop quite a bit of weight in the first couple of weeks. By quite a bit, we mean 5 pounds or more. Don't be alarmed if you see close to a 10-pound drop. Some of this is water weight. Your body flushes it out with the excess glucose from your cells. Weight loss will settle down after the initial period to a more usual average of 1 pound per week. Possibly 2 pounds per week if you have a lot to lose and don't have metabolic issues. Of course, that average may not come off every week. Some weeks, the scale won't budge, and other weeks you might see 2 or 3 pounds melt off. Or you might decide not to watch the scale and instead to go by how your clothes fit. That's perfectly fine, too. While many drive-through sous do experience fast early weight loss, don't feel like a failure if that does not happen to you or if your averages don't quite make it to a pound per week. We are all different, and your body will do its own thing. Enjoy the journey rather than comparing yourself to others. Detox. You may experience a week or even a few weeks of detox response from pulling the sugar rug out from under you. This can feel like flu symptoms, headaches, and fatigue. Troop through this phase knowing it will pass. Your body needs to shed toxins and learn to adjust to the new fuels of fats and moderate glucose rather than the constantly high glucose it has been used to. Sugar does provide a sense of energy to the body, but it is a false high and a crash inevitably follows the high. Start out with a couple of full S days if you want to, but then make sure to add some good E meals so you don't completely pull away the stable energy good carbohydrates provide. You'll come out feeling better than ever, and the constant cravings for sugar pick-me-ups should soon fall away. Goodbye, soda. You can do it. If you've been a soda addict, try a couple of our all-day sipper drinks. Good Girl Moonshine and The Shrinker have helped thousands of women kick the soda habit, and the health and weight loss benefits of these drinks can be a huge help on your journey. If at first you aren't partial to the tastes of these drinks, try tweaking them to your liking. Add extracts, try less or more sweetener, or use sparkling water in place of regular water to give you that fizz, or try some stevia-sweetened colas that are now readily available at so many grocery stores. Some brands even contain a little caffeine, if that is part of the pick-me-up you love about soda. Give your taste buds time. It may take a few weeks to get used to the natural sweetener options we suggest in place of sugar. At first, your taste buds may rebel. Give them some time. They'll change. Make sure you listen to Chapter 13, Sweet Mama, for tips on how to use our sweeteners as you start out. Our gentle sweet stevia blend may be the best option for you to start the plan with if you initially dislike the taste of stevia, because this blend tastes the most like sugar and is very forgiving if you use too much. Drive-through sous idea menu. Day 1. Breakfast. S. Frosted cinnamon muffin. Quick single muffins chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook or on our website. Greek yogurt or 1/2 triple zero Greek yogurt with berries, coffee and cream. Lunch, S. Joseph's pita stuffed with turkey breast, lettuce, mayo and cheese, choco chip baby frap or a thin thick, shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner, S. Cajun cream chicken, crockpot meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Collie rice or trudels, sides chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 2. Breakfast, E. Triple zero Greek yogurt, bowl of oatmeal with a little unsweetened almond milk, one half orange, coffee and a little half and half to stay in E mode. Lunch, S. Large salad topped with store-bought pre-cooked steak strips, creamy dressing, and grated cheese. Dinner, S. Egg roll in a bowl, using bagged coleslaw for ease. Family Skillet Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 3. Breakfast, S. Fried egg, cheese, and sausage patty breakfast wrap made with frozen, pre-cooked sausage patty heated in the microwave and rolled into a store-bought low-carb wrap. Lunch, E. Light Progresso soup, two Wasa crackers with Laughing Cow creamy light Swiss cheese wedges. Dinner, S. Rotisserie chicken, buttered steamed broccoli, side salad with watered-down store-bought creamy dressing. Day 4. Breakfast, E. Chocolate waffles with strawberries. Pancakes, donuts, crepes, and waffles chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch, S. Leftover rotisserie chicken, lettuce, and mayo in a store-bought low-carb wrap. Supper, E. Wicked white chili, crockpot meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 5. Breakfast, S. Eggs any way, with sausage or bacon. Lunch, E. Store-bought sprouted bread sandwich with lean deli meat, lettuce, tomato and mustard, and a thin smear of mayo, a small piece of fruit with some low-fat cottage cheese, or a choco chip baby frap. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner, S. Cheeseburger pie, oven dishes chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook or found on our website. Large side salad, canned green beans with a little extra butter and high mineral salt. Day 6. Breakfast, FP. Strawberry Big Boy Smoothie. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch, E. Waldorf cottage cheese salad, using garnish amounts of store-bought spicy nuts, finely chopped. Quick single salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner, S. Ridiculous meatballs and spaghetti. Crockpot meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 7. Breakfast, S. Brainy blueberry muffin. Quick single muffins chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. 1/2 triple zero Greek yogurt or 1/2 cup regular Greek yogurt sweetened with gentle sweet. Lunch, S. Just like Campbell's tomato soup. Quick single soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook or found on our website. Grilled cheese made with 1/2 Joseph's pita or with Swiss bread. Breads and pizza crust chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner, E. Cowboy grub, family skillet meals in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Choco chip baby frap, shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Snack ideas for the week. Triple zero Greek yogurt, peanut butter stuffed celery, Babybel cheese with store-bought roasted or crispy nuts, part skim cheese stick with an apple, Wasa or Rivita crackers topped with Laughing Cow creamy light Swiss cheese wedges and cucumber, butter lettuce leaves wrapped around deli meat, cheese, and mayo, hard-boiled eggs and celery sticks, stevia sweetened store-bought chocolate or a couple squares of 85% cacao chocolate, plan-approved store-bought ice cream, like Enlightened brand, or any brand that uses stevia and erythritol as chief sweeteners. Any single-serve muffin, quick single muffins chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Any single serve cake, quick single serve cakes chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Joseph's crackers with sliced cheese or drive-thru Sue cheesy crackers or thinnies, crackers, chips, and dips chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Any shake or creamy drink from the shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Skinny chocolate, candies and bars chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Chapter 20. Heads Up, Purists. The crunchy type. We know you well. One of us is a staunch disciple of all those sprouting, culturing, sourdough-catching, chicken-plucking, kombucha-mushroom-growing ways. It won't take you long to guess who when you watch one of our YouTube videos or hang out on our website. Serene chats. Waving hi. Can't leave you wondering. It's me. I haven't yet been able to convert Pearl from her microwave-using ways. Still working on it, though. Like me, you can ignore some of her suggestions for packaged frankenfoods, which she terms prettily as shortcuts. I've never eaten a Joseph's low-carb pita or had a Dreamfields noodle in all the years of my THM journey, and I haven't missed them either. We purists can be happy for all of our drive-through Sue friends finding their way to health while we merrily cook from scratch and go about our purest ways. If Pearl and I can call a truce, there's hope for all the disagreements in the world. Purist paradise. Grass-fed meats, pastured eggs, wild-caught deep-sea fish, and raw homemade kefir and cheeses will anchor the THM plan for our purist mamas. You're sure to be sipping a small glass of your homemade kombucha and garnishing your plate with a portion of sauerkraut fermented in your home crock. Your grains and beans are soaked, your sourdough starter is bubbling, your garden veggies are home-preserved, your hens are laying golden eggs, and your goat udder is full and ready for milking, right? Ha ha ha! This is a purist fantasy. In reality, not all who are instilled with the all-natural mindset get to experience this puristy perfection. Dreams are fun, but sometimes purists bear this mindset as a burden of idealism that their circumstances and finances halt or, at the very least, hinder. They are left anxious and longing for the greener pastures afforded by getting a raise, moving to the country, or receiving a deep freeze for Christmas with a full grass-fed cow tucked nicely inside. If you are not living on your hobby farm or blessed with the finances to shop solely at the organic market, take a deep breath and let's reassess together. Be a proactive purist. If the full purist fantasy can't be had in your season, there are some things you can control. You can have fun learning to be savvy and find your way around high-priced retailers. Many times there are Amish farms in surrounding smaller towns that sell very reasonably priced raw milk that you can turn into kefir. Google any orchards or berry farms that, even if not certified organic, use no or very minimal crop spray and are within a couple of hours of your city. There, you can pick bushels and buckets of berries or fruit for a very low cost. Freeze, dehydrate, culture, or preserve your bounty for a fun and inexpensive way of stocking your natural kitchen. Find a few like-minded friends who want to go thirds in a grass-fed cow to cut down on the price. Even if you can't find a source of raw milk, you can still make homemade kefir and bring regular pasteurized milk back to life and teeming with enzymes by using the double fermenting method. We share that method in the More Drinks chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. For more info, you can check out our website, where we have a hands-on, practical video showing you step-by-step how to do it, or you can search it online. Don't worry if you don't have the bucks to fork over for organic, store-bought milk. Usually, these brands are sterilized at an ultra-high temperature, UHT, at very denaturing degrees from 280 degrees Fahrenheit to 302 degrees Fahrenheit. Regular old milk is heated at much lower temperatures in one of two types of pasteurization. It can be low-temperature, long-time pasteurized, which is called vat pasteurization, during which milk is heated to 145 degrees Fahrenheit for at least 30 minutes and then instantly chilled. The more common high-temperature, short-time, or flash pasteurization method is when milk is heated to roughly 160 degrees Fahrenheit for at least 15 seconds. These methods leave the milk with more nutrients and a much better taste. More than 80% of all organic milk brands are UHT and are an expensive and unhealthy scam. Most of the milk from these brands is not from grass-fed cows anyway, and you pay double the price for a burned and deranged liquid that bears an organic stamp designed to make all its miserableness go away. Many fellow purists are overtaken by multiplying kombucha mushrooms and kefir grains. They would love to give them away for free so they don't have to have 15 cultures on their countertops. Start putting feelers out on who the mad scientist purist is in your area, and then you'll have too many yourself. You'll be giving mushrooms and kefir grains away to another fledgling purist. Once you fork over an initial investment for bulk organic grain from an online co-op, do your homework because some are way cheaper than others, and look online for a second-hand grain mill, your own artisan sourdough bread is just pennies a loaf. Serene has perfected her artisan sourdough recipe over the years, so it is now streamlined and easy enough for anyone to make. It appears in the Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, but there are also plenty of authentic sourdough recipes online. Carve out an afternoon to spend online, or check out a book from your local library on the wild edibles in your area. You may be surprised at the bounty you have at your fingertips. Here in our Tennessee backyard, we gather and eat in-season wild persimmons, blackberries, autumn olives, passion fruit, purslane, plantain, dandelion greens, sumac, a yummy mushroom called chicken of the woods, and black walnuts. We do not have deep botanical expertise on wild edibles, so we are probably tramping right past many treasures. But we look forward to the different seasons when nature's gifts drop for free from our surrounding trees or pop up their pretty foliage in the ditches on our roadside. Their nutrition benefits could defy any packaged superfood from the most elite organic market and slapped with a price tag of $30. Oh, and while we are talking wild, the king of wild is wild game. Hunt down or hound a hunter and get that freezer full of ground venison and that dehydrator full of jerky. It looks like you will be happily busy with all these relatively inexpensive purist projects, so no need to sweat all those other ideals right now. You've got your hands full proactively doing the positive things you can do today. Our advice is to be a can-do, joyful soul, not a can't-do, anxious worrywart. The peaceful purist. Rest in the fact that you are taking healthy, doable steps in your purist journey. Obsessing about the depleted soils, the toxins in most foods, and the cell phone towers stretching their radiation tentacles into the atmosphere brings your health down. If you belong to email lists from Everything Is Out to Kill Ya health gurus, and they bring excess tension into your life, then delete your name from their file. You can find anything wrong with anything if you search the internet and blogosphere for it. Sensational blog posts evilizing even healthy foods are all the rage these days. It is good to research, but it is not good to obsess. Straining over the gnat of a little soy lecithin in your favorite dark chocolate, but swallowing the camel of burdensome mental torment called worry is an injurious choice. Go ahead and do away with plastics in favor of glass if you feel strongly about it. But don't, please don't, fall into a purist neurosis that can be as unhealthy as drinking a daily shot of 100% liquid BPA. We believe in being wise and educated, but anxiety over things that we can't ever change, or at least can't change now, needs to be eradicated. We both spent too many years with that mindset, and it did nothing for our health but compromise it. Abolish purism stress. It kills. Our Creator did not create this generation in the time of the Little House on the Prairie. He created us for now, with all our modern techno iClouds and frustrating laws hindering the easy access to raw milk. The Bible says, "Above all, beloved, I wish you to prosper and be good in health." He has plans and purposes for you to fulfill in the here and now, in 2015 and beyond. God is ultimately in control and numbers our days. We are never in control, even though we sometimes think we are. Purist go-tos. Your eyes will glaze over when they spot the quick microwave muffins in the companion cookbook, but you'll love to bring a batch of steamy and fragrant chocolate chai-glazed cinnamon muffins out of your oven. Refer to the Family Muffins chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Slather them with raw pastured butter or virgin coconut oil. You can make a skinny chocolate icing that will set hard when the muffins are cooled. If you love soup, you can get your stock pot simmering with your own chicken, beef, and wild venison bones, and throw in veggie tops and skins from your own garden. This gelatin-rich stock can be the nurturing base to many of our soup and stew recipes. Kefir superfood smoothies are as easy as it gets and fill you up with all the nutritious goodies you love. You can throw in your pastured golden yolks from free-range hens and even some wild edibles if you've found some backyard treasures. For speedy-esque lunches on the go, you won't be buying store-bought low-carb wraps, but making wonder wraps, refer to breads and pizza crusts in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook, stuffed with avocado, fresh garden greens, and leftover free-range chicken. They are the yummiest things ever. We're getting hungry just writing about them. If you don't have your own Jersey cow or a source of raw pastured cream, you don't have to mar your morning coffee with ultra-pasteurized store-bought cream if that messes with your brain. You will drink the guilt-free Healing Trimmy, which is simply coffee blended with a little pastured butter or MCT oil and grass-fed collagen. And you can add some healthful, brain-protecting sunflower lecithin to keep your coffee a creamy color. Purist pitfalls. Your love for all your raw pastured cream, butter, cheeses, egg yolks, and home-reared marbled steaks makes S-meals the most appetizing for you. You know by now that fuel ruts of any kind are metabolism-slowing dead ends that say sayonara to your weight loss. Your challenge will be to not get bogged down in an S-rut. You will need to learn to balance your weekly meals with lighter E-fare, and in these meals, just use a tad of the superfood fats that you usually use liberally in S-recipes. Sourdough ancient grain bread is a true superfood, and so is the humble lentil and simple sweet potato. Learn to relish your nourishing E-meals that supply their own unique source of sustenance and invigorate your metabolism. The common purist myth that low-fat anything is finagled, denatured, and unhealthy loses any ground when we look at nature. It is not rocket science and doesn't take civilized machinery to separate an egg yolk from a white. It takes only a little jiggle between the eggshells and shazam, there you have it. Cream is designed by our creator to rise naturally to the top. From there, we can skim the precious treasure and churn it into butter or ladle it over fresh berries. What is to be done with all that leftover low-fat milk? Shall we chuck it out now because it is deprived of its fat? We'd be crazy. For centuries, low-fat cultured kefir, yogurt, and cheeses were crafted from this skimmed milk and nourished thriving civilizations. The term low-fat does not always mean it is a modern, warped food. Another myth that is taught and believed by many purists is that protein should never be eaten without sufficient fats, as these macronutrients are always paired in nature. That is not the case. The truth is that there are just as many lean fish as fatty, and lean game as greasy duck. Many white fish are completely fat-free. In one of the famous meals in the Bible, Jesus fed 5,000 people with dried fish and loaves. We would call it a yummy E-meal. Interestingly, tilapia was one of the three main types of fish caught in biblical times from the Sea of Galilee. In ancient times, they were called mushed, but they are now nostalgically coined St. Peter's fish. These species of fish are very lean and have been the target of small-scale artisanal fisheries in the area for thousands of years. Who could say that a poached, lean river trout atop a bed of steamed quinoa and sautéed tomatoes, drizzled with lemon juice, sea salt, and just a hint of olive oil, was health-destroying? Low fat all the time is dangerous and unbalanced. High fat all the time is equally unhealthy and unbalanced. Enjoy your S-fat-fueled meals, even use them to cross over sometimes, but rev up your metabolic furnace with the energetic electricity of pure E-meals. Okay, go milk that cow, decorate your balcony with lots of potted curly parsley, and ask for a year's subscription to How to Become More Puristy. We get you, because one of us got the bug real bad, and the other has to live next door to her. Note, for Puristy concerns regarding THM-approved sweeteners, visit Chapter 13, Sweet Mama. Purist Mama's Idea Menu. Day 1. Breakfast, E. Super Prepared Purist Grains with Blueberries. Good Morning Grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch, S. Superfood Loaded Salad. Quick Single Salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, with pastured hard-boiled eggs or leftover free-range chicken meat. Dinner, S. Rich and tender stew using wild venison or grass-fed meat, Crockpot Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, Golden Flatbread, Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, drizzled with extra virgin olive oil and fresh herbs. Day 2. Breakfast, S. 3 fried eggs in pastured butter or extra virgin coconut oil and garnished with raw sheep's cheese. Pecorino Romano is a good variety. Healing Trimmy, Hot Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch, E. Sweetie on Steroids, Quick Single Skillet Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Beauty Milk, More Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner, S. Popeye's Power Soup, Family Soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Swiss Bread or Golden Flatbread with Pastured Butter, Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Side Salad with Superfood Oils. Day 3. Breakfast, E. 2 slices of artisan sourdough or sprouted toast, Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, with an egg white and veggie scramble. Healing Trimmy Light, Hot Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch, S. BBBB Thin Thick, Shakes, Smoothies, Frappas, and Thin Thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. 1 or 2 chocolate chai glazed cinnamon muffins, Family Muffins chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner, S. Grass-fed pot roast, side salad with superfood oils, roasted Brussels sprouts with high mineral salt, nutritional yeast, and extra virgin coconut oil. Day 4. Breakfast, S. Raw whole milk, double fermented kefir superfood smoothie, More Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch, FP. Soothe Your Soul Soup, Quick Single Soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Swiss Bread as a Dunker, Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner, S. Pastured Whole Baked Chicken, Green Beans with Melted Ghee or Pastured Butter, Green Side Salad with Extra Virgin Olive Oil and Apple Cider Vinegar. Day 5. Breakfast, E. Super Prepared Purist Grains with Blueberries, Good Morning Grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch, FP. Chocolate Fat Stripping Frappa made with organic cacao, Shakes, Smoothies, Frappas, and Thin Thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner, S. Pink Salmon Chowder, Family Soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Side Salad with Liberal Superfood Oils. Day 6. Breakfast, S. Venison or Pasture-Raised Sausage with Fried Eggs, Healing Trimmy, Hot Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch, E. Stewed Tomatoes and Onions sautéed with pre-cooked organic chicken breast with favorite zesty spices over 2 slices artisan sourdough or sprouted toast, Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Hot tea with added collagen. Dinner, S. Super salmon patties made with 1/3 cup soaked quinoa instead of oats. Recipe found free on our website or in the Extra Skillet Stuff chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Roasted non-starchy veggies with ghee or coconut oil. Green salad with superfood virgin oils. Day 7. Breakfast, FP. Breakfast size collagen berry whip. Sweet bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Herbal tea. Lunch, E. Sweet potato bar using pasture-raised chicken breasts, oven-baked and roasted meats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Beauty milk. More drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner, S. Mulligan soup with wild ground venison or grass-fed beef. Family soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Garlic Swiss bread toasted with raw pastured butter. Breads and pizza crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Snack ideas for the week. Double fermented kefir. More drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. With berries. Raw cheese and soaked then dehydrated crispy nuts. Grass-fed beef jerky. Sugar-free. Organic crudités with hummus. Skinny chocolate, milk chocolate chunk skinny truffles, or chocolate superfood chews. Candies and bars chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Avo cream pudding and chia pud. Sweet bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Collagen berry whip and tummy spa ice cream. Frozen treats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Kale chips and purest cheesy crackers. Crackers, chips, and dips chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Purist Primer. Quick single soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Beauty milk. More drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. BBBB thin thick or any other thin thick. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Chocolate chai glazed cinnamon muffins. Family Muffins chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Chapter 21. Heads Up, Budgeting Mamas. Perhaps this very book you are listening to is borrowed from the library because purchasing it would eat into precious grocery money. We get it. 8 years ago, when we started writing the first edition of Trim Healthy Mama, which took a little more than 5 years to write, we were both bound by extremely tight budgets. Those were tough times, with our husbands sometimes out of work or then blessedly finding work but working two jobs just to try to catch up yet never quite making it. This plan was designed during those hard financial times. If we could do it then, you can do it now. Focus on your can-haves. These days, our grocery budgets are much more flexible, and it's obvious from our recipes that we sometimes enjoy fun specialty items. But we didn't always have that liberty, and you don't have to have any specialty items to see success. You can use everyday foods from any grocery store. You don't have to belong to a food co-op or shop at fancy schmancy health markets or even buy the products from our own THM company. Simple, inexpensive foods can be your staples. Incorporated in the Trim Healthy Mama way, these ordinary foods can accomplish miracles. Look at what you can buy rather than what you can't. Foods like old-fashioned oats, eggs, cans of tuna, cabbage, lettuce, brown rice, cottage cheese, the cheapest cuts of bone-in chicken, ground turkey or beef on sale, beans, and butter are all affordable. These inexpensive foods don't have to be bland or boring either. We don't mean you'll have to boil up a sloppy plop of cabbage or have to eat plain tuna out of the can. But when cabbage is roasted with butter and seasonings, it becomes a delicacy. And when it is finely chopped into angel hair noodles and tossed with ground turkey and taco seasoning, oh wow. When that tuna is drizzled with balsamic vinegar and olive oil, mixed with cottage cheese and stuffed into tomatoes? Yummo! Even extra virgin olive oil is affordable at discount chains. Frozen cauliflower florets are very inexpensive. When creatively prepared, they can replace rice and potatoes in many S recipes such as potato salad, cheesy potato casseroles, mashed potatoes, and loaded potato soup. If purchasing Greek yogurt is too much of a stretch for you, you'll want to try our Jiggle-gurt recipe, found in the Sweet Bowls chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. It literally doubles your Greek yogurt, so you can buy less of it. Yes, you will need some gelatin to make that recipe happen, but a little goes a long way. It takes only 2 teaspoons of gelatin to transform 2 cups of Greek yogurt into 4 cups. Perhaps you cannot afford our Trim Healthy Mama baking blend to make breads, muffins, and cakes with. No worries. You can find ground flax meal at any grocery store and make muffins and breads with that. Oat fiber, not to be confused with oat bran, is another very inexpensive on-plan baking flour. Mix it with flax meal to lighten the calorie load and to give a less dense texture to your baked goods. You can find that on our website or look for it at discount online health food stores. Coconut flour is another on-plan flour easily found at many grocery stores, like Walmart or Target. Prices are coming down on that, too, as demand increases and competition between companies creates better bargains. You'll notice we do use a lot of coconut oil on plan. Thankfully, extra virgin coconut oil is not as expensive as it used to be when we both started on plan and is so much easier to find. But if it is still a stretch for you, refined coconut oil is cheaper than extra virgin. It does not have all the medicinal qualities, but it will not become a trans fat when you cook with it, and it still retains its healthy middle-chain fatty acids. The main thing, though, is that you can still make skinny chocolate with it. One aisle over in the store, buy unsweetened cocoa powder, then mix in some plan-approved sweetener, and you'll always have affordable skinny chocolate on hand. You can basically do our whole plan on these few inexpensive food items. Include some frozen berries, as they are cheaper than fresh, a piece of frozen salmon now and then, frozen fillets are much cheaper than fresh, and some green apples for more variety. The meat dilemma. Protein is the foundation of Trim Healthy Mama. Yes, it's true that proteins cost more than starches, but we're going to show you ways to make protein an affordable part of your grocery cart. We have to admit that white pasta, cheap fluffy white sandwich breads, ramen noodles, and packets of generic label chips and pretzels are relatively cheap. People sometimes fill their carts with this sort of junk in the hope of getting a lot of food items without spending a ton of money. This practice might save you a dollar or two, but you haven't bought any real food. These items are essentially non-foods. They might be cheap on your bank account, but they will be expensive in the long run when it comes to your health. In a perfect world, everybody would buy grass-fed beef and pastured eggs. The reality is, precious few can afford these forms of protein all the time. We have seen many mamas try to limit their protein and that of their children because they cannot afford the most pure sources. Meat nights twice a week only, 1 egg per day max. But what do they then fill their plates with? It's not usually veggies that play a bigger role. Starches take over when protein is missing. More beans, more rice, more bread, more potatoes. We are not against these foods, but when eaten in unbounded excess, they are inflammatory, aging, and fattening. So what to do? What to do? If you know, or even are yourself, a hunter, go, girl, your problem is solved. Wild game is the healthiest of all meat, so fill that freezer. We are blessed with sons who are excellent hunters, and they provide us with enough healthy meat to last most of the year. Excuse us while we brag for a minute, but both of our oldest sons brought in 5 deer each this year for our families. Proud mamas we are. If your family isn't the hunting type, and you truly cannot afford meat from the store, inquire into a hunter's association in your area. Many hunters kill extra deer, and they are only too happy to give it to families who need it. Venison is very healthy and tastes great, especially when cooked for long hours in a slow cooker. Trick for ground meats. Maybe all you can afford is the ground chuck on sale at your local Save More Market. Don't worry, you can still do Trim Healthy Mama. We have a little trick to turn this ground beef, or ground turkey, or ground chicken, which is likely too high in omega-6 fatty acids, into a cleaner, lean source. Toxins in meat are stored in the fat. Brown your meat, drain it, then put it in a colander and rinse it well with very hot water for a couple of minutes. This will remove most of the fat along with the toxins. If you want to be even more thorough, you can press down with a spoon or the bottom of a mug or jar to help release the fats under the hot water. Once the meat is rinsed, you are left with much cleaner, lean meat. You can use this generously in S meals, but since most of the fat has been removed, you can also use this in E or FP meals if you keep the limit at 4 ounces. For S purposes, you can make this lean meat more superfoodish by adding healthy fats such as red palm oil or coconut oil. Chicken truths. Don't be fooled by packaging claims on chicken. Sometimes certain brands have higher prices and claim that no hormones have been added and no antibiotics have been used. If you read the fine print on the packaging, the federal regulations prohibit use of hormones anyway. So don't spend $5 more on that fancily worded package when the cheaper one next to it is not allowed to use hormones either. Chicken thighs and legs are the least expensive part of the chicken, and, since they contain the bones, they help to raise glycine levels in your body, which is a boon for your overall health. Big bags of frozen chicken pieces can go a long way and are much cheaper than fresh. Try our Bangin' Ranch Drums and Crispy Lickin' Chicken recipes in the Oven-Baked or Roasted Meats chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Or sprinkle your favorite spices on bone-in, skin-on chicken and bake until done. Frozen and canned goods. Frozen and canned vegetables are often cheaper than fresh and can work on plan, but we also do want you to have plenty of fresh leafy greens. If you can eke out an extra dollar or two for organic lettuce, this is when it would really be worth it. Organic romaine is not usually priced too much higher than regular. If you can't afford it, have your salad anyway. Don't limit your greens no matter what. Frozen veggies are often picked at the height of freshness and snapped frozen. They are a great, cheap way to fill your diet with non-starchies. Canned forms of tomatoes, chilies, green beans, olives, artichokes, and meats can also play an inexpensive part of the plan. But we do urge you to seek out BPA-free canned goods when possible. More and more grocery stores are catching on to the dangers of bisphenol A, which is a known carcinogen, and are carrying their cheaper house brand canned goods in BPA-free cans. Ask your local grocery store about their stance on this. Give thanks. Stress and worry can undo the most perfect, pure, and organic diet. If at this time you are not blessed with the budget to buy any of your foods in their purest forms, you do have the choice to pray for protection.